T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Patients are being served, no question. It is a new practice, and there is a much more multidisciplinary approach. So I think that you would see, if you go to the website now, that there is chiropractic, there is physical therapy, but I do know that there are now 3 physicians there. There are 4 mid-level nurse practitioners who are three of whom have been there for a long time. One is new. There's a new chiropractor, physical therapist, and they're working with some behavioral health people, although they aren't part of the practice. And I think that's important. Also, there is one of the UB addiction fellows is there, because there is this risk, obviously, when the drugs that are used to treat chronic pain require things like opioids, then you really have to be careful that the patients don't cross over into aberrant behavior, and then they need addiction medicine help. That doesn't mean you fire them. It means that you need more than one kind of help. There are a variety of other issues and approaches that are being used, and there's referral out to others. The whole problem that we ran into last year is that there has to be a community response for these very complex chronic pain patients. You can't just have them all managed in 1 or 2 or 5 places. There's got to be co-management with clinicians who know them. And I think that's what you will see.
So the community at large probably needs more of this, regardless of the way this turned out.
That is absolutely true. And that's true across the country. For example, Friday at our meeting, there was a presentation by an addiction medicine specialist from Kaiser Permanente in Northern California, talking about how to handle the chronic pain patient. It is a challenge. We need much more research. And so I think what you will see is this practice is planning to be involved in outcomes research with others, whether that's at the university or there are collaborators at the University of Toronto, trying to make sure that we approach these patients, many of whom have had multiple surgeries. They are not easy patients, and they need a variety of kinds of help, including getting back to more function. So away from the focus on their pain, as if pain was the disease, and helping them be as functional as they possibly can, given the circumstance that they're in. So, and I think that's the important thing, that we can't expect any one practice to have everything that patients are going to need. We know there are gaps, and we know that we need multidisciplinary pain centers of excellence across the state. I haven't seen anybody come forward with the money to create those. That's a real problem. And there's one other aspect that's very concerning, and that is, while the national pressure is to try to get primary care physicians and others to co-manage these patients with sometimes with substance use disorder behaviors, you then have the chilling effect of law enforcement. For example, in September, I believe it was, a number of local physicians received a letter from the New York State Bureau of Narcotic Enforcement that basically was regarded by the ones who received it as threatening. The ones who sent it thought, oh, no, it's just educational. But I will tell you that doctors are reluctant to take care of tough patients, especially those who might require opioids or who have been on them for a while, and you're trying to get them to reduce their doses. You're not going to get those people off opioids, many of them. That's really important. I talked about that with the Kaiser Permanente specialist who presented here Friday, and it just is a real problem. So we have to make sure that law enforcement understands that good people are trying to do good work, but they do not, the chilling effect of, you know, letters that imply that the docs aren't aware that their patients are on drugs that have risk is just chilling.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.